Wild Earth works to protect animals through broadcasts and other technology. It is now creating NFTs linked to 25 popular animals in the protected wildlife area, the Juma Game Reserve in South Africa. It is selling the NFTs to raise money for conservation. NFT stands for non-fungible token. It is based on a technology called blockchain, which is also used with digital currencies known as cryptocurrencies. It became largely popular last year. An NFT can be attached to a piece of digital artwork or other things existing in digital form. The NFT can be used to provide proof that the pieces are real. While anyone can view the work, the buyer has official ownership rights over the pieces. The most popular NFT for the Juma Game Reserve comes from Tlalamba. Tlalamba is a 4-year-old leopard, a kind of large cat. She is a leading cat for her territory, which means she is called a queen. And she has had 2 babies called cubs. Buyers of the NFTs will get special access to images, videos, and information about animals like Tlalamba on an app. They can talk to other NFT owners on that app. Buyers will also get voting rights for the names of Tlalamba's cubs and the ability to buy the cubs' future NFTs first. 40% of the earnings go to taking care of the animal's habitat, or where the animals live. Some $16,000 has been raised for the Juma Game Reserve from the sale of 1,000 NFTs. Each NFT costs around $200. Graham Wallington is the co-founder of Wild Earth. He said the project allowed followers to gain a sense of responsibility in the protection of the animals they love. The project also offers a possible new, dependable, and environmentally friendly way to provide income for conservation around the world. He said, "If we don't create the necessary economic incentives to conserve wildlife, it won't happen." Current conservation income comes mainly from hunting and people visiting the protected areas. He said these current ways harmed animals, their habitats, or were largely undependable during the pandemic. He said, "We're going to have to find a solution which allows people at home to conserve nature in the wild." Yuri Muhlmann is the owner of the Juma Game Reserve. He said even visitors to the reserve can be harmful if a protected area has too many visitors. Juma has closed its hotels. He said that the reserve is trying to reduce its harmful effects to the Earth. He added that organizations like Wild Earth and the NFT program allow them to continue to share Juma with people everywhere, while also keeping the habitat safe from harm. The NFTs will, however, need to be continuously resold for them to become a dependable source of income for the reserves. Each time an NFT is resold, a percentage of that sale will go to the reserve. It is unknown if there will be a demand for this. Even with this, Wallington is looking to expand. He hopes to sign up reserves in the country's south. The homes of flightless birds called penguins and Kenya's large reserve called the Masai Mara are both in the south. He said, "We've got a plan to scale this in our roadmap to all conservation areas around the world." I'm Gregory Stockel.